Unit 3, page 37. Listening 2. Multiple choice.
You'll hear two friends, Anna and Brendan, talking about coincidences. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
It's funny the way things can happen. My Auntie Carrie, you know, my American aunt, she has an amazing story about something that happened when she went to Paris. Actually, it was for her honeymoon. My uncle wanted her to see a bit of Europe and, you know, those stalls they have in Paris along the banks of the river.
The ones that sell second-hand books.
That's right. So Auntie Carrie was there looking through them. I don't know what my uncle was doing. He's like you, Brendan. He'd run a mile from anything resembling a shop.
Absolutely. Wise man.
Anyway, to get back to the story. She came across a book that had been one of her absolute favourites when she was a little girl. I think it was called The Tale of a Bad Rabbit or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And she picked it up and on the inside cover she saw in her own writing, Carrie Simons, 360 Grievous Street, Illinois, USA.
So it was her very own book.
Right. Oh. Well, obviously, she wondered just how it had got there. Hmm. She asked the stall holder, but he had no idea. Anyway, she bought it, and she used to read it to me when I was little.
That reminds me of something that happened to me a couple of years ago. I'd gone in for a music competition, and I decided to play this piece of trumpet music that was really unusual. I had to order the music specially. It was really hard to get. You couldn't buy it in any of the shops. It was by a composer hardly anyone had heard of.
Typical of you to go for something obscure.
Yes, but it was great music, Anna. Fantastic stuff. Anyway, when the day came for the competition, I got to the place. It was about 3 hours' journey. And when I arrived, I was feeling really hot and bothered. The train was late and I thought I wouldn't make it. Everyone else was already there at the concert hall. All the other competitors in this sort of waiting room place, waiting for their turn. Anyway, I opened my bag and I found I'd left the music at home.
Oh, Brendan, how awful.
Yeah, I was absolutely furious with myself because this concert mattered a lot to me and I'd practiced incredibly hard and I just kicked my bag into a corner and it hit the door of an old cupboard that was there in the corner and the door flew open and out dropped all this paper. It just looked like a load of waste paper that someone had meant to throw away and I went over to put it all back and there, on the top, you'll never guess.
No. Not the music.
It was the exact music I needed right at the top of the pile.
And what happened about the competition?
I'd been so lucky, I just knew I was going to win. And I did.
Oh, there's another story I heard. I don't know, maybe I read it somewhere. And it's about this man called Joseph Figlock.
Uh-huh.
And he was walking down the street one day when a baby fell out of a high window and landed on him.
What? But that's awful.
No, actually, the baby was completely unhurt, and so was he.
So, he saw it coming and managed to catch it?
Yes. I don't know exactly what he did, but anyway, the main thing was that the baby was safe.
Yeah.
But actually, that's not the end of the story, because a year later, Joseph Figlock was walking down the very same street.
Yeah.
And the very same baby fell from the very same window and they both survived again.
He was obviously a fortunate sort of guy.
Uh-huh.
The baby must have been quite a bit bigger by then. It must have been quite a way to come falling on top of him.
Uh-huh.
He could have been badly injured. And presumably he wasn't expecting it. It's not the sort of thing you'd go round expecting, is it? I wonder if it actually happened.
Well, it could be true, I suppose.
Now listen to the recording again.